From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, President Bush paid an unexpected and highly secretive visit to U.S. troops in Iraq. Just after dark, Air Force One, its lights off as a safety precaution, touched down at Baghdad International Airport. It was the first trip by an American president to Iraq. President Bush never left the airport, dropping in on a stunned group of about 600 soldiers.
I was just looking for a warm meal somewhere. Thanks for inviting me to dinner.
Sporting a gray Army workout jacket, Mr. Bush told the troops he brought the thanks of a grateful nation.
We're proud of you. And America stands solidly behind you.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad, and he joins us now. Ivan, we've seen the pictures back here. It seems that he received quite a greeting.
Yes, Michelle. The first place he went was this large tent that was full of about 600 U.S. soldiers, and they were led to believe that they'd be seeing some top U.S. generals. And when the U.S. civil administrator in charge of Iraq, Paul Bremer, announced that he had a statement, a Thanksgiving statement, to read, he then asked for a more senior official, perhaps, to read it to the crowd. And that's when President Bush walked out to the podium, and the crowd really went wild. They immediately jumped to their feet. Some gave victory signs, a lot of cheering.
What did he actually have to say to the troops?
Well, this looks in part to have been a morale-boosting trip, and he announced that to soldiers that the U.S. was behind them, standing behind them, supporting them, and also took a moment to remember those who have died here on this mission. More than 180 American servicemen and women have been killed by hostile fire here since major hostilities were declared over on May 1st. He also sent a message to Iraqi people saying that Saddam Hussein was gone, would not be coming back, and telling them that they have an opportunity to rebuild their country with U.S. help. Finally, he vowed that the U.S. would not leave this country until its job here was finished. He said that the military did not charge in here and overthrow a dictator just to retreat from thugs and assassins. That's how he put it. Of course, within a matter of hours, President Bush was in the air again, flying away, in part due to security reasons, and the news of his visit was not released until he was up in the air, safely in the air, flying away from this country.
Well, Ivan, since he had a direct message for the people of Iraq, any sense of how Iraqis are reacting to the surprise visit?
Very few Iraqis I've spoken to have actually heard about this. The news came out after dark. There's a Muslim holiday underway here, so people are far more busy celebrating weddings and the holiday.
Now,
but they were really shocked.
The president, as you said, went to Baghdad in large part to thank the troops and also to boost their morale. You spent part of the day with those U.S. soldiers. How would you assess their morale at this point?
Well, everybody said that they're thankful to be alive in a war zone, and a lot of them said they're counting down the days till they can go home to their loved ones.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.